following program contains mature subject matter. Viewer discretion is advised.
Ah, fuck you!
Hello and welcome to Show 56 of Radio Clash. This is the Colts, Cats and Cut-Up edition. Hello, my name is Tim, and this is Radio Clash Show 56, and I hope you are all well. I'm okay. As I say, today's show is called Cats, Colts, and Cut-Ups. That will become a bit more obvious later in the show. I hope you all enjoyed the two first-year show, or I probably have ran away screaming because we've offended you, hence the intro to the show. That's not a regular thing. I just thought I'd put that in because I had a few people upset by the glitter jokes and the glitter references. I think the thing is about Radio Clash is that it's never ever going to be necessarily work safe or necessarily safe for people who get offended by various humour, especially in the Tim and Kirk shows. I think at the end of the day, you have to work out your own level. I'm not going to actually put little warnings like that one in front of the show. You have to take charge. That's the thing about podcasting, is you take charge for your own listening. Other people are not going to nanny you. We're not going to actually say, oh, you should listen to this, or don't listen to this, or you're a child, or you're X, Y, and Z, and you shouldn't listen to this. It's an interactive medium. You decide. We're not Radio 4 or Radio 3. So just keep that in mind. In future shows, occasionally remind people every once in a while, but it's always bad to cause offence, because we weren't trying to cause offence, but it was funny, and so I'm glad we left it in, and I didn't apologise for the comments themselves, because they were fucking funny. So, as I say, we've got an sort of interesting show. It's going to be a mixture. The next show is going to be very mashup free, so there's probably quite a fair amount of mashups and cut-ups in this show. And my favourite mashup at the moment is one by Futuro called Keep Tomorrow Hanging. And it's, I must admit, I fell out a little bit in favour of mashups recently, because you go through levels where there's a lot of good mashups, and then there's levels where you just either go off them for a while, or you haven't heard anything. And this was one of the ones that probably reinstated my hope in mashups, and it's very, very good.
You don't really love me.
That's Novocaine Rhapsody from the Dean Grey American Edit album. And of course, the latest news from that, which you probably wouldn't know from the blog, is they got cease and desisted about 10 days, just as I was putting them into the first year show. So of course, I then didn't have a link to put in there, though I actually eventually found another link to put in there. So there's actually a protest coming up this Tuesday called appropriately Dean Grey Tuesday. If those of you remember that when the Grey album got cease and desisted by EMI, there was a protest day called Grey Tuesday. Well, this is a sort of same sort of thing, and actually has more sites involved. It has apparently 170 sites involved in Dean Grey Tuesday, and it's a very good album. Basically, Dean Grey was Party Ben and Team Nine, as I previously said, I was right. And they got together and created a whole album, mashing up the whole of American Idiot. Now, it has its highs and lows, but I mean, I've played Doctor Who on Holiday, Green Day Massacre, that one, and there's another track that I really love. So there's like four or five of the tracks are very, very good, and the rest of their album is pretty good. It's a very good mashup album. So watch, I think it's, if you go, well, basically, if you go to, I think it's AmericanEdit.org, I'll just check. Because the original was AmericanEdit.net, but if you go to AmericanEdit.org, you can find out more about Dean Grey Tuesday. And there's also a few other places like Grey.alt.fm, who's as DJ Noisehead, who's arranging this, and of course Mutant Pop will be involved in that. That's why the archives are only up until, although I'll try and keep most of the archives up. They're only up until for a couple of weeks, but I'll try and get the majority up there. I'll have to take some of them down to have some space. But yes, keep stum about that, because I didn't want to announce that big time on the blog, because I just don't want to give them prior warning. But it will be available for 24 hours on mutantpop.net, unless I get pulled down. But there's 170 of the sites putting it up for 24 hours, so they'll have to attack us all. So I think that's going to be a good little event. And before that was Futuro's Keep Tomorrow Hanging, which of course is a mashup of Stereophonics. I can't believe I've just played Stereophonics with Supremes. So Supremes good, Stereophonics, eh. But it's actually a very good mashup. So anything that makes me play a song by Stereophonics who I absolutely hate is a good mashup indeed. And I think it's probably going to be a fairly kind of down thing to the current show. Various reasons for that, not anything serious, but it's just I think the secret seasonally acquired depression or whatever, seasonal depression, has hit me quite bad this year. It's very cold, very grey, very dark in London at the moment after a very warm, very good summer, and it's been like so I've had real problems with my sleep patterns going crazy. As you notice, we're back to the usual minimal production style, because I took me 7 hours per episode of the first year show. That was just too much, and I have to say thank you to everyone who contributed. Also, remember, top of my head is Greg from Canada, Ken and Squip from KenandSquipShow.com. Get that right. There's Marty from Marty Batfreak. There's of course Rob from Top of the Pods. And loads of others, and also Funtime Ben. I missed Funtime Ben's. I should have had this racked up, but I forgot. I should have, Funtime Ben and his latest show on Tracks of the Tree has some an interesting conversation with Funtime Diane about what top five they would have. So thank you for that. Sorry that I forgot to put it in. I got it a bit too late. Although I could have put it in the second show, but it's just one of these things. But thank you, Ben, for doing that. And also say, this is turning into an Oscar speech, I know. I say thank you to my partner, John, for loaning various equipment for me over the last year. And I also have to thank my co-host, Kirk, for coming with the humour that offends people. So I'm going to play some more mashups. This is the strangely cat mix. I don't know why it's cat related. It just kind of worked out that way. So this first one is tracked by Canned Peaches or Bittle. Meow!
Yeah.
That's Churchill with Tigra. I think it's Tigra rather than Tiger Boy Love, but it's Tigra Boy Love, which of course is La Tigra Love Shack and La Tigra with Decepticon. Classic track. And I know it's a bit of a cheesy DJ link to actually have two cat related songs and then La Tigra, but it does mean that Tigra in French. That's my excuse, and I'll stick to it. I actually played a very small part in that track because I remember Churchill, Andy, MSN'd me and said, "What's that track with some very high falsetto screaming with the lyric 'Run away, run away, run away'?" And I went, "Oh, that's Small Town Boy, a song very much of my youth. Bronski Beat. My sister was into Bronski Beat, and I love Bronski Beat. Still do." He has a podcast which kind of sneaked out while I was doing all the first year show business, called Make Some Noise. And he runs a site called Make Some Noise at makesomenoise.co.uk. And if you go to makesomenoise.co.uk podcast, you'll hear it. And it's a mashup show, so it's another mashup podcast. Yay! We like company. Certainly, if one of us gets raided, there's always the other ones. Oh, it's always a good one. Always good to have a backup. And at the moment, he's got a very good mix by The Meltdown Disco, and also over at Dancecast as well. They have a very good mix by one of the Bear DJs, Tough Cub DJ, who is someone kind of acquaintance for a while on the web. So that's over at Dancecast.net. And certainly they're more of a, both of them are very much more of the dance scene, more of a kind of like a constant mix type stuff, and doing things like events and all the proper radio type things that I never do. And before that was Pussycat by Twink, which is a recommendation from Music for Maniacs blog again, I know, but I heard that come round on my Lyra River, and it's like, wow. Twink is a has got an album out on Sealam Record, that's Negative Land's record label, and it's purely made up of children's records, just sort of mashed up. It's called The Broken Record, and I must get a copy of that because that sounds excellent. And before that was a very strange track, which I subscribed to the Gaibo now has an RSS feed. Someone's actually programmed an RSS feed from Gaibo, Get Your Bootleg On Forum. And I subscribed for about 2 minutes and then had like 5 gigabytes worth of data suddenly come down. Well, I'm exaggerating, but yeah, it was just suddenly like, and then I quickly unsubscribed. And but one of the tracks that came through was that one, Aussie's Cats by Canned Peaches. Very strange, but I like it. It's I only played a part of that, but it's like a mixture of Beavis and Butthead doing Aussie riffs vocally, and a very strange Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy done by Cats, which I always have a fondness for those records because you think people will never own up to doing them, but they're very odd, very odd. One of the people I've been listening to a lot recently, I've been listening to Daniel Johnston, who's a outsider artist. He's one of these people who does kind of quite different songs, a bit like Wesley Willis, although I think Daniel Johnston is more of a songwriter and was a songwriter until he became ill. And does very kind of strange but nice bittersweet songs, but they're very good songs. And I think I'd actually heard some of his songs, like with Sparkle Horse, who was very inspired by him before. And I didn't, you know, it's kind of like you've heard his work. You probably have heard his work. Beck's covered it. A track called Devil Town and a few others. Hey Joe by Sparkle Horse is by Daniel Johnston. So he's had quite a lot of covers. So it's not just like it's he's, you know, sort of a special kind of, not like Wesley Willis, where it's a little bit like, though I think Wesley Willis is good, is a little bit like, oh, here's a freak, you know, here's a performing monkey. So keep that sort of idea in mind. Also, Daniel Johnston's not very well at the moment, so hopefully it will get better, but quite seriously ill. So spare your thoughts for him. I think you should go to, I think it's Rejected Unknown. Let's have a look. Yeah, rejectedunknown.com is a place to go and find out more about him. There's a few other sites, but they're linked off there. And this is a track off a covers LP of Daniel Johnston called The Late Great Daniel Johnston, which I think was an ironic title, but hopefully is not prophetic. And it's by Vic Chesnut, another person who's probably a bit of an outsider artist himself, and it's called Like a Monkey in the Zoo. And it, I don't know, sometimes songs come along and you just stop dead in your tracks and you hear them and you go, wow, that's amazing, a bit like the Anthony Johnsons. And I think it's probably has a very sort of personal reaction for me as well. I'm chained to the wall. I'm nothing at all.
This is my home. And the bars that surround me keep me from knowing any better. I'm like a monkey in a zoo. Throw me a peanut. But I've had enough peanuts, and I'm ready to croak like a monkey in a zoo. You come to look at me.
John from the Radio Zoom podcast, and you are listening to Radio Clash. We'll be right back.
Well, boys and girls, we're going to listen to
someone who is sick.
Who's that?
Radio Dave.
The quality of the audio may be a bit raw at times.
Lo-fi, if you will.
And is not for broadcast.
But anyway.
Here we go.
Take it away!
That's not a slogan, it's a fact.
But I'm sure they meant that in a good way.
Something like that.
There have been people already offended by this.
Yes.
What a wussy.
You made my baby cry.
Dr. Felix, I've heard the expression,
suck a big dick,
almost as often as I've heard, an apple a day keeps
Johnny Mathis
away.
I'm glad you've heard that, because it's a very important adage or expression to learn.
Yes.
No!
New cinnamon and sugar pepperoni sticks from Pizza Hut.
That sucks!
Out loud.
Would you like to learn more about today's persecuted church?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Listen, Chuck.
Before we get into the vital message of this recording, let's drop
acid.
Yes.
How you say blip?
Huh?
How you say blip?
Your brain isn't working right.
That's going to be a big, big record.
No. Yeah.
Who's the enemy you're most worried about right now?
Mr. Candy Wiggle.
Who's that?
None of your damn business.
Oh! Fuck you!
Bob Reynolds of JCPenney has good news. Right, Bob?
No, I don't.
Yay!
I'm Oprah exclusive.
Some mornings I was so constipated I could hardly drive.
Constipated?
Bitch!
Hi, I'm Dr. Gerald Klein. In an emergency, all elderly should have
the bone marrow of a baboon.
Plus cherry and vanilla mixers.
New stuffed crust gold at Pizza Hut. The pizza with a ring of
dirt, dust, and hair.
Baked inside the crust. Stuffed crust gold. New at Pizza Hut.
Attention stock market investors. If you bought certain stocks from Wall Street brokerage firms and lost a substantial amount of money in the stock market...
You suck!
Attention rhabdomyolysis sufferers. You may be entitled to
sickness, beatings, really vile food, etc.
How you say blip?
Cut it out.
Blip, blip, blip.
Shut up!
And every time you listen to this recording, something will happen.
Pain.
And throwing up.
And you will listen.
Stark naked.
Gum.
It's time for the Aflac trivia question, brought to you by Aflac.
Who do you think's faster, a midget or a pig?
The answer in a moment.
On a hot summer night, would you offer your throat to the wolf with the red roses?
Well, I've thought about it, but I don't talk about it too much.
Hey, everybody, look! I have
painful, burning, feminine itch.
Oh, it hurts.
Just run cold water on it.
Wake up!
I'm asleep! Now shut up!
Wake up!
Shut up!
Wake up!
Shut up!
Wake up!
Shut up!
Only your doctor can diagnose sleepiness.
Hey folks, it's John Madden here to tell you about
briefcases for midgets.
Little bastards.
This is W. Clement Stone reminding you.
Nobody sings a gospel song like
Ronald McDonald.
Glory be and amen.
Amen.
You want to know what color my wife's ass is?
No, I don't.
Baby got back.
Thank you.
all we have to do is create.
3 bowel movements every day. Are you achieving that?
No.
New Pep Boys
Stool Softener. Its gentle formula makes it more comfortable to go. New
Pep Boys
Stool Softener. Make yourself comfortable.
Pushing that out which needs to get out.
There was poop up to the ceiling.
Must get a little gamey around your house, doesn't it?
Yes.
Well, I didn't know I was a whistle bridges, though.
Oh boy, I feel a song coming on.
Miss Frenchie with Beautiful Fashion People, and that's for Jeb, who's having a bit of a odd time at the moment, but I was listening to his very good podcast, which is £50 Note. There's a link from my blog if you want to check that out. I would recommend you do. He's going through all his favourite albums at the moment, and of course Manson was in there, and Bowie, and that just reminded me of that mashup. It's not exactly fashion as in Bowie fashion. It's actually Chicks on Speed versus Marilyn Manson, but certainly there are a lot of parallels between that and Bowie and fashion and various other tracks. And before that was the Wayne Butane. That was from B. Jason of bjason.com. Send that to me, and it's a very, very good track. I want to check out more Wayne Butane, but unfortunately he's one of those acts that has no credit card facilities and doesn't even list the postage for people outside the US and only deals with checks. It's a bit like, oh, how many things do I jump through before I say fuck it and download it? But I want to support indie artists. I'm going through a kick of buying albums at the moment. I'm actually buying Songs of the Key of Z Volume 1 and 2, which is arriving from Amazon shortly, and the book as well. I go through stages where I really want to buy the album, and it pisses me off when I can't do that. And then before before that, oh, that was a track called Gorilla Drafted into the Marine Corps. And it just does mad media cut-ups, kind of thing that Cassette Boy does, but from an American angle. And it's I love it very much. And I've heard a few other things that he's done, and I might play some in the Christmas show, which is upcoming up. There's before that was Leland Stanford Jr. Marching Band with White Punks on Dope. Not exactly the track you would first think of a marching band doing. Apparently, they used to actually spell out very rude words. They got basically banned from the, was it Super Bowl or one of the big events, because they'd spell out something, you know, like oh ducks, and then they rearrange and say oh fuck stuff like that on live television. So they're kind of like the punks of marching bands. I want to find out more from the Leland Stanford Jr. Marching Band, because they also did a cover of Roundabout and various other things. Before that was, of course, Vic Chesnut with Like a Monkey in a Zoo, which is from Dan by Daniel Johnson. I was actually reading from Vic Chesnut, and he's a quadriplegic, so it reminds me a lot of Robert Wyatt. Of course, he's also in a wheelchair. Things like shipbuilding. So I'm going to recount a very strange story. Some of you might remember this track, if I rack it up.
Jackson, look what you've done,
Michael Jackson.
You spattered mud all over my dress with your old bicycle.
Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson.
Gee, Carol, those mud saints will never wash out.
Bruce Springsteen.
Now, for a long time, I wondered what the strange kind of like intoned voice was that intoned all the names, and I found out recently that it's actually from a Doomsday Cult, which is a they made Negative Land. This is Negative Land by a track by Michael Jackson, and they made it much more spookier. But certainly it was a cult which was run by Elizabeth Clare Prophet, and they believed that these people were fallen angels, and that they were praying for them, because of course they were giving out images of depravity and stuff like that. I've actually heard some of their chanting, and it doesn't actually come out clear whether they believe they can be saved or whether they're praying for them to be stopped. I don't know. It was released in 1987, and it was recorded in the 1980s. And this information comes from Lance Lockharm, which is one of the mashup DJs. And apparently they recorded that, released on tapes. Negative Land found it and then sampled it for that track. And then it was used on, more recently, it was re-released in Australia. There is a reason for all this. Australia, as a record, and was then used by Milo. But what happened with this, of course, is I then went and found it.
All makers use images of witchcraft, black magic, torture, the rebellion of the fallen angels. All mechanical creation, all images of enslavement and imprisonment, all rage and anger of death and hell, and the murder and the murderous intent, the confusion of masculine and feminine roles, all portrayal of sexual perversion, including homosexuality and lesbianism.
Exactly.
Sympathy for Satan, and the sorrow of Satan in association with the network.
Yes, of course, yes. You've got to have these masculine and feminine roles totally in a sort of Stepford Wives way, of course. And it's very odd. I mean, certainly the things that most of it actually sounds like a version of biphonic singing, and a bit like some kind of, like, you know what auctioneers sound like when they're doing really fast sort of auctioneering. It's like Hoover's chanting. It gets much weirder, because when I actually posted, when he actually posted about that, and I posted about the fact that I've always been tracking this down since I first heard it in the early 90s, the original vocal and where it's from and whatever, and these people are still going, so please do not post any links or anything like that, because people are still going, and they're still kind of doing all this angel stuff. It's scary. But worth laughing. Best to laugh at them rather than get scared. But what happened is that one of the people who I know through LiveJournal, because I'm now on LiveJournal, my user ID is Tim Bearcup, and I've posted that on the net, actually posted that he knew somebody who was part of that cult. That's Bruce Acker Bix Mark Bear, or Bix. Apparently his friend was involved in this cult, and possibly could be the guy who's in the voice. So it's like several kind of like synchronicity, several different communities, the Mashup community, or like Gaibo, and you've got like people I know in the Bear community. It's like all sort of crossover. It's quite scary, actually. And I think it just reminds me how much. Oh, let's stop that. It's putting me off. It just reminds me of how the sort of world is interlinked and is quite scarily so sometimes. I'm now going to play the track which is the
Alter
one.
Version.
Whoops. I'm now going to play a track which is the. Which is recently sampled on, which is the Milo track, which apparently, I think this is the original, but you had to re-record because he probably didn't want Cult's camping on his doorstep. This is Destroy Rock and Roll.
And we especially call for the judgment in this hour and the destroying of rock music directed specifically against children through the videos that were portrayed. And working specifically through these individuals, for whom we call forth the judgment of the sacred fire in this hour before the throne of Almighty God, Michael Jackson, Prince, Bruce Springsteen, Tina Turner, David Bowie, Van Halen, Madonna, Huey Lewis and the News, The Cars, Herbie Hancock, Bonnie Tyler, Stevie Nicks, Men at Work, ZZ Top, Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson, Weird Al Yankovic, Cindy Lauper, Pink Floyd, The Pretenders, Billy Joel, Billy Idol, Elton John, Neil Young, Sheena Easton, Patti Smith and Scandal, Fashion, Big Country, Morris Day and the Sign, John Lennon, Apollonia 6, REO Speedwagon, David Gilmour, The Rolling Stones, Pat Benatar, Hall & Oates, Wham, Rebby Jackson, Adam Ant, Bananarama, Christine McVie, Queen, Jack Cougar Mellencamp, U2, Siren, Fleetwood Mac, The Alan Parsons Project, Rick Springfield, The Thompson Twins, Missing Persons, Duran Duran, Police, Eurythmics, Culture Club, including Boy George, Band-Aid, Relax, Michael Jackson, Prince, Bruce Springsteen, Tina Turner, David Bowie, Van Halen, Madonna, Huey Lewis and the News, The Cars, Herbie Hancock, Bonnie Tyler, Stevie Nicks, Men at Work, ZZ Top, Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson, Weird Al Yankovic, Cindy Lauper, Pink Floyd, The Pretenders, Billy Joel, Billy Idol, Elton John, Neil Young, Sheena Easton, Patti Smith and Scandal, Fashion, Big Country, Morris Day and the Time, John Lennon, Apollonia 6, REO Speedwagon, David Gilmour, The Rolling Stones, Pat Benatar, Hall & Oates, Wham, Rebby Jackson, Adam Ant, Bananarama, Christine McVie, Queen, Jack Cougar Mellencamp, U2, Siren, Fleetwood Mac, The Alan Parsons Project, Rick Springfield, The Thompson Twins, Missing Persons, Duran Duran, 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 Duran Duran, Duran Duran, Michael Jackson, Prince, Bruce Springsteen, Tina Turner, David Bowie, Van Halen, Madonna, Huey Lewis and the News, The Cars, Herbie Hancock, Bonnie Tyler, Stevie Nicks, Men at Work, ZZ Top, Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson, Weird Al Yankovic, Cindy Lauper, Pink Floyd, The Pretenders, Billy Joel, Billy Idol, Elton John, Neil Young, Sheena Easton, Patti Smith and Scandal, Fashion, Big Country, Morris Day and the Time, John Lennon, Apollonia 6, REO Speedwagon, David Gilmour, The Rolling Stones, Pat Benatar, Hall & Oates, Wham, Rebby Jackson, Adam Ant, Bananarama, Christine McVie, Queen, Jack Cougar Mellencamp, U2, Siren, Fleetwood Mac, The Alan Parsons Project, Rick Springfield, The Thompson Twins, Missing Persons, Duran Duran, Police, Eurythmics, Culture Club, including Boy George, Culture Club, including Boy George, Band-Aid, Relax.
I was dressed for success, but success is never come, and I'm the only one who laughs at your jokes when they are so bad, and your jokes are always bad, but they're not as bad as this. Come join. An honest arrow striking, it defends an empty deck you cast away. And rain upon your forehead where the mist for high, if you just let it clear. Let's spend our last quarter standing random.
Radio Clash, Radio Clash, Radio Clash!
Brought to you by Mutant Pop.
Every day, redefine. tingle as a mad sadness, and it was clear she couldn't go on. And the door was open and the wind appeared. The candles blew and then disappeared. The curtains flew and then he appeared.
Say, don't be afraid.
Come on, baby.
And she had no fear.
And she ran to him.
And they started to fly.
They looked backward and said goodbye.
She had become like they are.
She had taken his hand.
She had become like they are.
Come on, baby.
Come on, baby.
That was Beautiful South with their cover of Don't Fear the Reaper, which apparently they did a very good cover album. And before that was Tina Sticks and their cover of Pavements Here, another song that I've been sort of totally obsessed by recently. It's one of those songs that takes me back to a very much a time in my youth where I was about 1999, where I was moving to London, and things were getting more serious with John, and his whole lyrics seemed to just totally very much mean something to me. And I think this is the end of the show. Run off over the time greatly, unfortunately. I had loads of things I needed to get in, as I've been sort of stacking up over the last couple of weeks. You can find out more about Radio Clash by going to the blog, which is at mutantpop.net/radioclash. You can email me at radioclash@mutantpop.net. You can Skype me on Tim Backup. I'm more likely to chat on that than do anything else. You can gizmo me on Tim Backup and leave voicemail. And you can leave voicemail on the Clash line, which is 0700 5850 524. That's 0700 5850 524. That's a UK number, good for those in the UK. I'm still thinking about whether to reset up the US number. Let me know if you'd want to use that, because it kind of died because of lack of use and because I didn't phone it up to keep it going, and I lost the number, which is very annoying. And I'm going to play out with a track from Nobody's Perfect, who are a band on, I think a French band on MySpace, permission to play this, so thank you from them. It's a cover of the Corgi's classic, Everybody's Gotta Learn Sometimes. I played a mashup by Jules early on in the show's run. I played a mashup by Jules early on in the show's run of this, which is a mashup of the Beck version. And the Beck version is a total rip of the Army of Lovers version. But I like this version a lot. You can find out more about them on MySpace at www.myspace.com/nobodysperfect, with no hyphen or anything. And I'll speak to you soon.